All right, in this lesson is called Mary's Praise to God. Mary's Praise to God. And I look at this. That's what we are made for, Montgomery. We are made to praise his name. Am I right or wrong? And just like Mary has a reason to praise, I feel I got a reason to praise too. Am I right or wrong? I ain't had no baby, no young baby or nothing like that. I ain't had nothing like that. But I done had some things in my life that want me to shout hallelujah on a consistency. I have some things in my life that I want to tell the whole world that I'm blessed. And that's where this little girl is right here. God had highly favored that young girl. I'm talking about Mary now. Am I right or wrong? And I want to tell you about highly favored, my girlfriend. When you are highly favored, I don't care if anybody else don't want you to make it. If God picks you out and give and say, I want her, can't nobody stop it. Am I right or wrong? I like that word, highly favored, because what I saw in this lesson when I was reading from last week or two, when God, the angel Gabriel, went and picked her out, this girl was had got put in a position not because of who she was. She brought the baby Jesus not because she went to college, not because she had credentials, not because she come from an affluent family, not because she was all of that in the bag of chips. She was a humble young teenage girl. You know what that suggests to me? If I had to put the lesson and if I had to make the title, I would say God specializes in things that it appears impossible. Am I right about it? Am I right about it? All right, I ask y'all to check your life. And God showed out in your life. Have he done things for you that you know that was totally impossible? No man could help you. Nobody could do it. But God said, I want to bless you. Amen. Oh, Lord. Now, when he done this young girl, you know, we can go back a little bit. She was put in a predicament. Is that a word? Yeah. Yeah, a predicament, kind of unusual position, 06, because she was engaged. She was a teenager. She wasn't bothering nobody. And then the angels come and told her that she was pregnant. The reason I said she was in a predicament, because she knew that she ain't done nothing. See, when you get pregnant, I think you got to do something, don't you? No, I'm asking y'all, maybe I don't know, because the girl. But anyway, not only this, she was in a small town. I'm from Gonzales. I know how little small town, little thing, they gossip a lot. Everybody know your business. Am I right or wrong? Right. Man, you go to the restroom 5 times, and they'll say he went 5 times at 10:30. It was the 5th time. Am I right or wrong? All right. This girl not only had to deal with what she was assigned to do, 06, but she had to deal with gossiping people. Then she also had to deal with her future husband that totally, now you can't, Montgomery, I can't ask him, I ain't saying nothing. That man is, well, it was hard for that man to understand. Ain't that right, Kim? Your husband wouldn't understand that, would he? Now, I mean, you know, you go home tonight and say, baby, you put your little robe on and all that stuff and sweet stuff, and baby, I got something to tell you. The man is tired. The man had a hard day of work, and you sitting up there about telling me you got some temper. Tell me, that's something to eat now. Let's go and sit over the couch and hug up, because I got something to tell you. And then you put that on him? That man might cuss. I'm right or wrong? But when God's in that, can I say that? When God's in something, he'll make everything all right, won't he? I'm right or wrong? Now, that was hard, but I'm looking at a whole lot of obstacles that girl had. I'm looking at a youth of 14 or 15. I don't know how many years, Montgomery. But she was a teenager. That would be hard for a doctor to deal with, wouldn't it? Let alone with a teenager. And so God went to her and told her the good news. But I like this though, Kim. Every time I start studying this word, every time that I see when God has assignment for somebody, he always gives complete instructions. Am I right about it? He told that girl what's going to happen. He told that girl what the baby going to be named. He told her who she going to go see. He told her about what that baby going to be named. Am I right or wrong? It wasn't no, you know how you can get some, you be fumbling. You don't know exactly what to do. You're nervous as it is, the little girl. But God let that angel stay close to her long enough to convince her, Kim, this is my business. And see, folks need to realize, when God has a purpose, that's his business. Can't nobody destroy that. It's going to go on no matter what. Am I right or wrong? I like that. I like that about it. So here this girl, after she got the good news, 06, after she got kind of like convinced, I'm trying to bring it on. I hope I'm doing a good job here. After she got kind of Vince, and you know, out of right there, she probably had some words with Joseph. Joseph probably gave her a little Montgomery, a little, you know, they probably didn't go to bed early. Am I right? But the girl was, huh? You know, when everything's all right, you go to bed at a decent time. But when ain't nothing all right, y'all stay up all night long, hollering, throwing stuff and everything. You know how y'all marriage is. I ain't been married a long time, so I'm just imagining what y'all go through. But look here. After she decided, and the angels had already told her that this is what's going to happen, she had got it in her mind, and then the excitement peaked. Am I right, Kim? Yeah, man, look at him. Look what's happening to me. How did I get chewed for that? Am I right or wrong? What did I do? I don't know what I did. All I know is they say I'm going to have a baby and the name going to be Jesus. And he's going to be the savior of the world. And I got chosen for that task. The book say that Kim, she was so excited that she walked 3 days, about 70 miles, with excitement by herself from a nice, comfortable place of in the Healy country over to a kind of a rough area to visit her cousin. That's Reed Montgomery. I'm going to tell you something. God blesses us in our life. He give us experiences in our life. He give us stuff that we have to encounter. So it's incumbent on us that when we have experiences and things in life, I'm talking about us older people, senior citizens like me. When somebody young come along, Kim, you're supposed to talk to them and you're supposed to pass it on. You're supposed to assure them because you already went through that. Am I right or wrong? That's where Elizabeth came in. When that girl finally got there, I'm just talking, y'all. I don't know. Am I talking right? When that girl finally got there after walking 3.5 days, sweating and going on in danger by herself, going with excitement and everything. Time she opened that door, show you how God works. She said, I'm pregnant. I mean, that's what she said. You know what, Kim? You know what that girl, the Holy Spirit hit a little bit in the stomach. In the shoe. So when that Holy Spirit worked, it worked, don't it? Godly, simultaneously. Is that a word? Simultaneously. Yeah. Hey, I'm boom. That way babies do it. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, she arose and went there to travel by herself. Now, I don't know, hey, Montgomery, I don't know if they had conflict, but the book says she stayed with that lady 3 months. And in that period, away from her husband. I don't know if they had a communication. I don't know if she wrote him or how they did and said, I'm going to be all right and everything. But I know she was with Elizabeth 3 months. And then I know also, Montgomery, that they was back talking about the goodness of God and praising him. Hey, Montgomery, if I had to ask the question, or if I had to give some advice, if God have been good to you, you are not keeping to yourself. Am I right or wrong? No. God is too merciful and too kind. God is too good to all of us to have the audacity to act as if it ain't no nothing special. I want to let the world know that he showed out in my life. I couldn't even have made it these many years if it hadn't been in my life. Oh, Lord. So God specialized in things that seem impossible. Now, that was impossible. Now, Kim, let me ask you this here. Is that hard? Was that hard for you to believe that? I'm talking about before you got saved, and got strong. When somebody witnessing you and told you that Mary had a baby without no man like that, and they gave you the whole story, was that easy for you to digest? Amen. It seemed like somebody come to you and say, don't lie to me. Don't take my time up. You know what I mean? This is something that's ultimately is impossible. Am I right or wrong? But now, when I can go, if I don't believe that, and then I can also have somebody to share, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And when I can have somebody to share that all he said is let there be light and there was light. Am I right? If somebody had to share when he made all that in 6 days and then he made man and then he went in man and made woman, I can kind of believe that, Kim. Am I right about it? I don't. Am I going kind of right in this lesson? Oh, y'all kind of say the problem? Yeah. All right. Young lady, I want you to read for me, please. Because David ain't here, I'm glad he ain't here. Don't tell nobody. Yeah, because he think he all that. Come on, will you read it? you can read. I'm sorry. I don't want to put you on the spot. Read 139 to 41.
And Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into the city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her
house. I told you, identical. When she knocked on the door and said, hey, man, I'm Mary. You know what I mean? I'm right or wrong. I'm coming to you. And because he come to greet her. You know, to go to a house identical time that baby jumped up in the stomach. Am I right? All right then.
And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost.
That's it. Luke tells us that after Mary's encounter with the angel Gabriel, her next move was to hurry to the hill country in Judea, where Elizabeth lived. As we can imagine, these two expectant mothers had plenty to talk about. Now, I talked about Mary. I ain't talked about Elizabeth, 06. I ain't said nothing about her. She was an old broad. Oh, man, look at that. See, that's how calm I am. An old female. Is that more appropriate?
Yes.
Matured woman. And you know what, though? She could have got, look here. When that girl came to tell her the good news, she could have copped the attitude. Why did I say that, Brother Ward? Because she had went a long time without, they was trying to have a baby, and she didn't. Now, don't get me wrong. She was pregnant at this time. But you're looking at a young 14-year-old coming to tell you the good news, and this girl is saying, this older female, matured, but hey, what'd you say? Matured woman. But no. Kim, don't look mad at me. No, man, she said, I'm disappointed, Brother Ward. But anyway, look here. And she could have a cop the attitude. Now, that's just the way I'm looking at it. Which is, you know, I'm old, and I'm just about on my way to heaven, and here I am, got a baby. And this little young girl that got it before even her time. But she welcomed her. And oh, look at that old Al. Man, I'm glad to see her. Man, I'm glad to see her. All right? She welcomed her. All right? Neither of these two women was likely candidates for giving birth. One was too young, hadn't been with a man, and one was a matured woman. God, see how the devil messed with me. I asked that man to pray for me over there right there in the corner. And look how the devil messed with me. All right. Mary was a young woman betrothed to be married and had never been with a man, while Elizabeth was elderly and barren. Barren mean that, you know. Now, see, I thought you was smarter when I asked you to read. They were not exactly the ideal candidate for the local mother club. Now, don't you see how God specializes in things impossible? God picked unusual situations or circumstances, or maybe that is that the word, to show how powerful that he is. See, God always want to show who he is. And he want not only the believer, he want the world to know that I'm God, I can do anything but fail. Am I right or wrong? Yeah. However, by the power of the Holy Spirit and declared words of the Lord, both would soon give birth to baby boys. One would be the Son of God, and while the other would be the preparation, the man to go and say, here he come. Now you see how God planned that thing? John was 6 months ahead of Jesus. He was a forerunner. Am I right or wrong? And I think he was Jesus' cousin, wasn't he? Am I right? Yeah. All right, but I like John there. I want to give him props too. Maybe I'm going ahead of myself. Each one of those children knew their assignments. Don't y'all agree? They knew why they come into the world. Am I right or wrong? And because God had already prepared the whole ordeal. One was going to be the savior of the world, and one was going to be the forerunner. In other words, John the Baptist, his cousin, was the one that introduced the world to him. He talked about, and I like his preaching. Now, John the Baptist, they say, was some kind of preacher. And that's the way Baptist preachers talk about him when he's good. That's the slang they use, somebody. And somebody preached because they say he preached to multitude. But every time he preached, he didn't put himself in the equation. He said, there is going to be one that's going to come. I like that. Didn't I tell you today? I think we'll fare better when we put Sam Ward out of the equation and put God front. And I'm right or wrong? Now, I really think, because let me tell you something, Montgomery, this business is God business. All of this is God business. And the nerve of me want to say I'm all of that and put me in up high. I don't want nobody to look at God through me. I'm right here. All right. So when Mary arrived at the home of Zacharias and Elizabeth, the child in Elizabeth's womb leaped up, giving her the most famous kick an unexpected mother had never ever received. Hey, young lady, don't y'all get kicks, baby? Huh? No, come on, ask me. And then you tell your husband to feel it, the kick? Huh? Anyway, y'all don't want to answer me. Elizabeth proclaimed that Mary was blessed amongst women and that her child in her womb was also blessed. Don't you know, when God does great things in our life, we are highly favored. We are considered to be blessed. He don't have to do things that he done for you, Montgomery, but he does. Because that's the God we serve. Am I right or wrong? Right. He don't have to make things right for you when you get in trouble. But he does. That's the kind of God we serve. There was something very important about this exchange between the two women, and both of them realized that God had chosen them for unique purposes. I said that, Montgomery. These two women had unique purposes. In other words, what they God had assigned their hands to do, it was for the whole world, really. I'm right or wrong? Right. I mean, a savior of the world. Because you know the Jews was looking for a different type of person coming in this world. The Jews were looking for a big soldier. A battle man, am I right or wrong? The Jews weren't looking for somebody humble and meek and lowly and died for us. They weren't looking for that to save the world. They were looking for somebody to fight. God fights, but he don't fight the way you wanted to fight. Am I right or wrong? I really believe he fights. Because you mess with God, that book, he'll tear you up. Yeah. All right, Al. I see you over there, Al. You like to do something? Read 42 to 45, please. Amen. Hey, do we know when we get blessed? I said, do we know when we get blessed? The reason I'm saying that, because I get emotional about that. Kim, my little new friend, so I always use her. She may have a Lamborghini. Now, you know, I don't even know what that, because I can't pronounce the word. Whatever she said, she may come up here in that. And then I got that old 03 Chevrolet. It appears that she's blessed better than me. Not so. Hey, not so. God blesses us in different ways. God gives you what you need, and he gives you what you need. Am I right or wrong? I get tired of people sizing blessings up with what they see. And what appear to be, man, look at them. Kim might be in a world of trouble with trying to pay for that thing and put gas and servicing and she can't drive it but once a week. And oh, Lord have mercy. Kim, you didn't mind that, did you? Huh? Kim, you didn't mind me using you as an illustration. All right, then. Come on, Al. I want us to leave him thanking God for what he done for us, Montgomery. I want us to leave here, if I don't say nothing else, to know we are highly favored. Because when he got me out of the darkness and brought me in the modern light, I am blessed. And I'm supposed to tell the world that I'm blessed. That's what these girls did. They were wishing together. They were shouting and praising amongst people. And the girl said in her poem that she wrote, the Magna poem, she said that I want everybody to know that God blessed me, gave me a vehicle, came through me, that's going to save the whole world. Now, I think that's shouting God. Oh, six, don't you think so? Yeah, Lord. And I, 06, I said this. Your blessing may not be the same blessing I have. But it don't tell me that you ain't blessed, Montgomery. Am I right or wrong? But let me get out of there because y'all look like y'all sleepy. And that bothers me when somebody sleep on my presentation. Because I'm trying hard. All right, come on there. Come on. In other words, they had came to an agreement right there that knew it was the working of the Lord. Am I right or wrong? Because it was, see, God make it evident, Montgomery, that it's him. As soon as the Holy Spirit came. Ain't that a blessing? That shouting ground ain't it out? How about you, little lady? You like that? all right.
And blessed is she that believes, for there shall be.
Now see, that's a good thing too. It is important that God blesses us, but it's more important that we recognize his blessing. am I right about old sin? I'm teaching today. Y'all don't hear it. I'm teaching today. We need to recognize it. Don't think your degree got you where you did. You need to recognize that you was 06 because of him. Don't think that you come from a fluent family or you got a pedigree or pedal something, whatever that kind of pedal. that you so blessed because of that. You are blessed because of grace of God. And you need to tell the world I'm blessed. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Class, I can tell you, I know I'm blessed. Class, I tell you one thing, I'm a happy old man. Ain't afraid to say I'm old and everything, but I'm seasoned now. I put a little salt on me, that's seasoned. All right, come on. No. What you did? Oh, and blessed is she that believe.
For blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things which we were told her.
In other words, she recognized, and it's gonna come in fruition that she is blessed because of what happened to her. She recognized it. Hey, bro, look at, answer me this. Can't you get excited about, are you aware of when God bless you? That's what I want to know. Well, how do you handle it, you know?
Most cases, thank the Lord.
Amen.
At least I should
Amen. And sometimes, and I tell you one thing, when he does, you don't want to keep it to yourself, do you?
Yeah,
exactly. I tell y'all what, Montgomery, let somebody write you in the mail and tell you they got $10 million they're going to bring to your house. I said 10 because a million ain't hitting on nothing. I can spend a million in about 2 weeks, you know, with my debts. But let somebody say they're going to bring $10 million. I tell you one thing, Montgomery, you might be afraid in these days, but somebody in your circle going to know, hey, man, I got $10 million. Am I right or wrong? And the only reason you don't tell nobody because you think somebody going to ask you for something. Is that right? Which is wise. All right? Like Elizabeth, Mary could not contain the joy she had in the Lord. Her soul magnified the Lord, and she rejoiced in him. The Latin word magnify, M-A-G-N-I-F-I-C-A-T. No, not vacation. Magnificat. I'm pronouncing because I don't know how to pronounce that word. But anyway, it means to magnify. It means to tell, to be excited. Don't you remember when y'all used to get them socks and peppermint candy and apple for Christmas? That's all y'all got? Y'all stayed up all night long and didn't want to go to sleep. Getting up early, just you know you wouldn't get nothing but a sock and a piece of peppermint candy. But you was excited. And you was excited about whatever y'all had up under the Christmas tree. I say this right here. That if God comes into my life like he does all of our life, I ought to have a song to sing. It might not be the same song that she sung. It might not be the same song that you sing, but I ought to have a song. I ought to have a jumping in my step. I ought to be excited about him. Montgomery, I tell you, I'm excited about the Lord. Do you hear me? I'm like Mary. I am proud that he have put me in the position that he have. What about you? I don't know your name, but I see you back there. I think you enjoying the lesson.
Yeah, my name is
Terry. All right. All right, Terry.
What about me?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying how you have blessings that you know, I mean, with everything in your life is blessed. How do you handle all you? You see what I'm talking about? You see what she, hey, Al, you see what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
She's telling other people what she can help other people. Because let me tell you something, everybody don't believe in this God we serve. Am I right, Terry? Everybody ain't here on a Sunday morning sucking in his word because they believe in him. There's a whole lot of people at home barbecuing because they don't care about nothing. They don't care about nothing. Am I right or wrong? But y'all ain't ate y'all eggs and bacon yet, and y'all here trying to adhere to the word of God. Ain't that right, Terry? Oh, Montgomery, how do you handle it? Montgomery, how do you handle it when you get blessed?
So we're blessed all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's degrees of blessing, but we just the general blessing because we're sitting here taking air in our lungs and breathing it back out.
All right.
We're talking.
Amen.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, when they use the word blessing, they're talking about something that is extraordinary.
Materialistic.
And that's not really what
yeah.
it's about.
Yeah.
We're blessed continually, or God mm-hmm. will check out.
Mm-hmm. But you know, I looked at Mary. I don't even, now, some of y'all probably, if y'all, Terry, you had that baby, instead of being humble as Mary was, the little girl, y'all have been around there all in the city. Child, look in here. This is Jesus in there. Am I right or wrong? I'm talking about the way people do. I mean, some of us, you know, we get beside ourselves. Not recognize it ain't for us to flaunt it like that. It's for us to show that God work has a way that he want his son to come through. And he handpicked that girl because, no, I'm going to tell you how he handpicked. I should have said it before, but y'all know I know. She was a virgin. She was a teenager. She had no man. Because at that time when they got divorced, when she got engaged, they cherished engagement. They didn't do nothing. They went through the whole rich until they got married. So he wanted somebody for that bloodline to be clean. Am I right though, Montgomery? Man, God know how to work it out, don't he? Won't he do it? Yeah. Godly. All right, come on, read the rest of it out. Read the rest of the scriptures.
Mercies on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has shewed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty for their seat and exalted them on of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has hopefully his servant, Israel, in remembrance of his mercy. And he has spake to our fathers, to Abraham, forever.
Hey, that's good. That Al Cole, he can read. All right. The excitement and wonders was more than Mary could contain. She broke out in words. She was so excited. She started a poem, a praising. Am I right or wrong? And other people used the praise that she used because of excitement. When I tell you, when God does special things in our life, we get so excited, no telling how we may act, though, Montgomery. We might be able to do a dance that we ain't never done because we are glad about what God does for us. I better leave here. I think I got to get out of here. But I will say that we want to give Mary some props. I said that Mary was not wealthy. I said that she wasn't famous or influential. She was not known to be particularly gifted or talented. Yet God chose her to be the mother of the Messiah in her words. God had regarded the low. I like that. It's a whole lot of people that been through the bottom. I mean, they have been to the storm and rain, and God picked them up and exalted them. Am I right or wrong? God cares about those whom others ignore. Other people might ignore you, but God still cares for you. Am I right or wrong? Sometimes people put you to the side. They don't even want to be bothered with you. But God still care about you. I like that, don't you? Ooh, I like that. Because that showed me that if God wanted to happen, it's going to happen. And it's going to happen through anybody that he chooses to happen to. I know I'm right about it. All right. Mary stated, Mary knew... This is what Mary did do. Mary knew her Bible, and she followed the pattern of the Old Testament in Hebrew poetry, in which the first poetic line makes a statement and the second line parallel it, expanding the same thought using different words. Mary began her psalms of praise with worship, saying, she was delighted in God. Not only was she delighted in God, what he done for her, she was delighted in God, what he done for the Israelites and the people that totally ignored him. See, Montgomery, that's our problem. We figure that if we get blessed, It's all about us. We don't care. Forget about Joe Blow. I'm right or wrong?
Right.
Let him have his own thing. But I ought to be concerned about you if I'm saved. I ought to be concerned about you as well as I am myself. And then if God bless me in material things, I ought to want to share it. That's all of my time. Thank you for your time.